Okay, so Shavuot Tov, Gebracht, everybody. Yom HaKippurim is a day which is described by the Torah as Achas Bashana. Achas Bashana in this context doesn't mean that Yom Kippur happens once a year, though it does. Achas Bashana here should be understood in light of the Rav's understanding of the pasuk Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, that Klal Yisrael isn't just one nation as opposed to two or five or ten, but Goy Echad Ba'aretz, singular, unique, with a distinctive purpose and contribution as one of the Umos Ha'olam, something of an entity in its own right that's meant to, like we say, contribute something material, distinctive, to the overall human complex. Yom Kippur is analogous. Achas Bashana. The idea of Yom Kippur isn't that it's once as opposed to three times a year, but it's a day which is meant to be completely distinctive. It's a day which is completely different. It's a day whose contribution to the rest of the year is really critical. Me'erev ad erev tish betu shabaschem. The idea of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam's idea that that's the only day of year where Tosefes is a din d'oraisa, it has to spill over to achieve its ends. And many indications that Yom HaKippurim stands out over and above every day of the year. Many, many times I've put it this way, a formulation that I very much stand by. It's not that there are 365 days a year, one of which is Yom Kippur, but there are 364 days a year and Yom Kippur. Achas Bashana. Distinctive Shabbos, Shabbason, Shvisa min Hamalachos, like Shabbos, but also, over and above, Shvisa min Hamalachos, Shvisa from the normal, legitimate physical engagements in the world, Achilu Shasiya, Ni'ilah Sasandal, Tashmish Hamita, normal parts of life that we, to a certain extent anyway, embrace, feel our, don't need to be apologized for. Yom HaKippurim is a retreat from all of that, a way of focusing singularly on Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The Maisa of Yom Kippur, the action of Yom Kippur, really to the exclusion of all others, is Vidui. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam, and this should be understood in light of the Rambam's general view, that as we've spoken about many times in the past, tshuva is very much balev. Tshuva reflects an internal stance. It involves, of course, ceasing to sin. It involves eradicating the sin from one's mind, v'yasiru machshavato, the Rambam writes. It involves a kabbalah al ha'asid, a commitment not to recidivate into that sin, v'yayidala v'yadeya talumos, all of these are part of tshuva. Interestingly, we'll try to develop the point at some length later, the Rambam then goes on to discuss nechama, ki acharei shuvi nechamti, that's the stage, not right after committing the sin, but after some time, when it would experience busha, a sense of embarrassment, charata, remorse, nechama, regret, ki acharei shuvi nechamti, the Rambam bases that the pasuk in Yirmiyah. And then the Rambam says, "V'chayav lisvados bisvasa v'lomar inyanos elu shegamar belibo." Right, that one has to then concretize or articulate through vidui all of these inyanim, these commitments that one has taken upon his or her heart. That is the mitzvah achas, as the Rambam relates to it in the Koseres of Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvah asei achas. Right, the Rambam says, "Sheyashuv imperative achote mecheto lifnei Hashem." If you look in the Rambam, as a reference in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that Yom Kippur is all about vidui. Recently, some of us were discussing the idea that in the Rambam's construct, it's highly predictable that you would suppress vidui on Rosh Hashanah, because the idea is that you have to first be shav, belibcha. Rosh Hashanah are days of tshuva. They're an integral part of the Aseres, you made tshuva. But then, you know, one begins to shift in terms of the balance between tshuva and vidui. By the time you get to Yom Kippur, the emphasis is very much on vidui. And the Rambam, and this is, again, I think related to what we observed before, the spillover effect of Yom Kippur, may Erev ad Erev, the Rambam tells us one starts to do vidoy of Yom Kippur already by Erev Yom HaKippurim. The vidoy, it's Meduyak in the Rambam, of Erev Yom HaKippurim is really a vidoy of Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, Ketzad Misvada B'Yom Kippur, and then he says, Erev Yom HaKippurim Misvada B'Mincha, and then he says, Mairev, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, there are six viduyim of Yom Kippur. It's not only that there are six viduyim, but the whole is more than the sum of the parts. If you read the Rambam, it's Misvada, Ve'achar Kach Misvada, Ve'achar Kach Misvada, you have the impression of a cumulative or even like a geometric way of thinking about the viduyim of Yom Kippur. So it's very much a Yom Vidui, which puts, you know, an enormous amount of attention and spotlight on the mechanics of that vidui. And I want to relate to two, what might be perceived as disparate, I understand them as integrally related, elements of vidui on Yom Kippur, based on the Gemara Numa, Daf Pevav, Amid Beis, two machloksin that are actually back-to-back in the Gemara. You'll see my understanding is that these are inextricably linked with each other. Regarding the nature and mechanics of vidui on Yom HaKippurim, and how, in my judgment, this took the day which was Achas Bashana Al Kol Panim, no matter what, Yom Kippur was always going to be distinctive and unique, but raised the stakes, like I say, in an exponential way, as we'll get to, the Shitas HaRambam. The first machlokes is a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov regarding our relationship with the past. Everybody would agree that a fundamental part of Yom Kippur is the idea of taking, you know, an annual review of what we've done that year. The Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva that there are certain averos, let's say if I was mevatel a mitzvah saseh, so, and I do tshuva, in ozaz misham ad shemochen lo. If I violate a law, unless it's a avera chamura, as defined by kares, or misas bezdin, misa bidei shamayim, shua shav, shua sheker, so, you know, tshuva is tola and Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. So we know that Yom Kippur plays an integral role, even for the averos hachamuros, tshuva and Yom HaKippurim are tola, and then Yisurin are mechaper, by Chil Hashem, it's even more than that, right? The idea is, of course, that only Misa can be mechaper, but be that as it may, right, we know that Yom Kippur, at minimum, is an annual review. And according to the position of the Chachamim, Yuma Pevav Amid Beis, it's only meant to be that. The Tanakhama tells us, Averos shisvada lehem Yom HaKippurim she'avar, eno chozer misvada lehem Yom HaKippurim zeh. We don't do vidoy for past sins. Then the Tanakhama tells us, v'im shina bahen, but if a person would actually repeat the sin, as if you had a havamina that you had no right to go back and be misvada, he says, then you could be misvada. It's pretty shocking. Like, what was the havamina? Of course you have to go back and do vidoy. You sinned again. Unfortunately, you stole in Tafshin Pei Aleph, then you stole again in Tafshin Pei Beis. Come Yom Kippur, Tafshin Pei Gimel, you're going to have to be Chozer U'Misvada. Not only that, it's not as if the Tanakhama is telling us that one doesn't have to, but Tanakhama says, repudiates it in the strongest possible language. Kecheleb Shaval Kio, Ksiel Shoneb Ivalto. Not a compliment. Like a dog wallowing in his excrement, a fool inured in his nonsense. Right? So a total repudiation. Reb Lazar ben Yaakov disagrees, and he uses the expression kol shekein hareze mishubach, that it's actually praiseworthy. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech, kif sha'ay ani eda v'chatasi negdi samir. Typically, we give a certain deference to the views of Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. We have a principle in Halacha Mishnaso, so Reb Lazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki, which is taken by many Rishonim to mean that if you have a kind of a one-to-one scenario, we should paskin like Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. Though here, it seems as if Reb Lazar ben Yaakov is actually conveying a Das Yachid. He's up against not any particular Tana, but against the Chachamim, it would seem. And in that respect, one would predict that one should paskin in that direction. But of course, that all remains to be seen as far as we're concerned. A fascinating machlokes, Tanakhama, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, with respect to our relationship to chataim of the past, And indeed, with respect to Yom Kippur itself, does Yom Kippur stretch beyond an annual review into something more ambitious, Kishitas Reb Lazar ben Yaakov? We'll return to that machlokas. The Gemara then goes on and says, Vitzarech lifrod es hachet. There's a requirement, according to a certain position in the Tanoim, that one has to be mifaret es hachet. One actually has to specify the sin that one has committed. This is based on a pasuk in Sefer Shmos and Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu said of the Egel Azav, Ana chata hamazeh chata gdola v'yasu lahem Elohei Zahav. Right? Moshe was not informing the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Jews had made the Egel Azav, if we recall. Actually, it went the other way. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one who told Moshe about that. L'chora, right? This is evidence that one has to be mifarid esachet. Zoi shitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Devar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The Gemara then goes on to quote Rabbi Akiva as saying, under no circumstances, Ashrei nesoi feshek, soi chata'a, to be mefaret one's chet in front of the melech, malchei amlochem, is a brazen act. Right? We all remember in Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Miketz, when the Sar HaMashkim, you know, even bifnei melech, basar vidam, lahavdil elef alfei habdalos, the melech Evyon himself, Paro melech Mitzrayim, how reticent and shaken the Sar HaMashkim was to confess his chet, es chataya nimazker ayom, in front of the melech. It's an act of brazenness or audacity, according to Rabbi Akiva. Now again, in light of the principle, halacha ke Rabbi Akiva mechavero, right, odds on money would be that we would paskin aser lifrod es hachet. Again, one can relate to these two machloksin, which appear back to back in the Gemara, as distinctive. However, it seems to me that there's a strong, compelling, and from my point of view, almost dispositive argument to be made that they're intrinsically related. They're getting at the same basic idea. It's not only the textual evidence, Vitzarech, Lifrod, Esachet, the conjunctive Vav between the two machloksin, but the basic issue which is at stake, which is the question of the brazenness of one's vidui. Is one permitted to go back to previous years and to discuss chataim that one have presumably already been expiated in front of the melech malchei amlachim, just like is one permitted to be mefarid esachet? The answer, according to the Chachamim / Rabbi Akiva, respectively, in the machloksin, is no. The answer, according to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, in their respective machloksin, is yes. As a hypothesis, I would suggest, we would expect to find that if ever you paskin in one, you should paskin in the other. And in fact, this holds true even for Rishonim who are on opposite sides of the machlokas. But you can understand it very well. It's predictable from a certain point of view. Let's try to analyze the first machlokas, the machlokas Reb Lazar ben Yaakov Chachamim, in terms of the lamdus, and then again to try to apply this back to the question of Pirud Hachet. In language of lamdus, it would seem very clear that the position of the Chachamim is rooted in the notion that vidui, to articulate one's sins, lifnei Hashem, to confess to violating the Ratzon HaBoreh, requires a matir. One doesn't go before the Melech Malchei Amlachim blithely, cavalierly, you know, and acknowledge or articulate a sin that one has committed. A modicum of Yiras HaKavod, you know, should militate, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, right, would militate strongly against, you know, that kind of an activity. So what's the matir? L'shitas HaChachamim, the matir is the Mechayiv Gufa. It's the Chiyuv of Tshuva itself. As long as the Chet hasn't been expiated, so I have a Chiyuv to do just that. Whether I have to do Pirud HaChet, that's an important and related question. Maybe I shouldn't, but the point is I at least have to be Misvada Lifnei Hashem. The matir is the Mechayiv. If I've already been expiated, do I have a right to go back 2, 5, 10 years? Absolutely not. Kechelev Shaval Kio Ksiel Shone Be'ivalto. One doesn't blithely, cavalierly, you know, be Misvada Bifnei Melech, you know, Malchei Hamlachim. It's a serious thing. Es Chata'ai Animazkir Hayom. What then is Shitas Reb Lazar Ben Yaakov Kol Shekein HaReza Meshubach? right? Is it the view of Reb Lazar ben Yaakov that somehow Vidoy doesn't require a matir? Possibly. Though I would suggest an alternative. I think regarding that point, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov fundamentally is in agreement. However, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov was open to alternative possibilities with respect to what might constitute such a matir. For example, Shitas Rashi. Rashi commenting on the Gemara Yuma, Pevav Amud Beis, explaining the significance of the pasuk Kif Sha'ai Ani Eda V'chatasi Negdi Samid, says we're dealing with a person who feels subjectively that he hasn't been forgiven yet. Such a person is able to be chozer misvada even for sins of the past 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years in the past, because kisavur, as Rashi says, right, eno niskaper li, that I have not been forgiven, you know, for these chataim. Okay, so if I were to come up with a halachic analog for this kind of an idea, I would quote a Gemara, actually, from the neighborhood, from the end of Masechta Yuma, though a little bit earlier, regarding fasting on Yom Kippur. The question is the following. You know, you have a chola, and you have 1,000 doctors, and they're all, you know, rofim, bekiim, umanim, expert doctors, and you have the, you know, the gadol from the Mayo Clinic, and the gadol from Sloan Kettering, and the gadol from Massachusetts General Hospital, and MD Anderson, the gadolei hagadolim, and they come to evaluate a chola prior to Yom Kippur, okay? You know, with consulting fee to boot. And they all evaluate, and nimnu v'gamru, they have unanimous conclusion, the chola can fast on Yom Kippur. And the chola says, you know, I can't, I don't feel up to it. The halacha rules in accordance with the subjective view of the chola, lev yodei amaras nafsho. By analogy, that seems to be what's going on here, l'shitas Rashi. You could get 1,000 rabbis, not doctors, to tell the person that, you know, niskaper l'cha, you went through it the previous Yom Kippur, you don't need to go through it again, but the person subjectively feels the need to, so they presumably would be allowed to. Okay. In that view, the matir for vidui is not just the chet itself, but the subjective psychology of the chote. Alternatively, the Divrei Yirmia, very important 19th century Hungarian achron, actually one of the few that wasn't within the school of the Chasam Sofer, argues that perhaps, he says this in the Rambam, and I don't think that this is very much pshat in the Rambam, I think it's a very valuable contribution to the sugya, so with your permission, I'll present it now. He says, well, maybe the person has in mind, right, something, I'm putting in my own terms, like, you know, the doctrine of Alcoholics Anonymous. Nobody's a recovered alcoholic, you're always a recovering alcoholic. It's a way of deterring yourself against future chet. The more that one does vidui, even if it was 5, 10, 15 years ago, the better chance that one will stay, you know, on the wagon, per se. And in that sense, one should be able to be chozer misvada an avero shel Yom HaKippurim Shavar. Again, the matir is one's own, not personal sense that one hasn't been forgiven, but one's fear of being, you know, chozer leoso hachei. That itself can constitute a kind of a matir. But either way, according to both of these approaches, it doesn't seem, at least not to me, that that would be sufficient grounds to generate a chiyuv. When Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said, Kol shekein hareza meshubach, to be chozer misvada averos yom ha-kippurim sha'avar, shekvar hisvada leim, that you've already confessed, right? Neither of those approaches would be sufficient to generate an absolute chiyuv to do so. And so, the gauntlet has been thrown. Is there perhaps another perspective, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, more ambitious, broader, both in its scope as well as in its application? I indicated before that it seems to me that this question is fundamentally related to the next issue in the Gemara, the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and Rabbi Akiva, with respect to Pirut HaChet. It's fascinating. You know, if one looks in Shulchan Aruch, one finds that the Mechaber tries to take something of a middle view. The Mechaber says that a person is permitted yachol lifrod es hachet. Very fascinating. Rabbi Kiva seemed to say, you can't, right? Kisoi chata'a. Normally, halach Rabbi Kiva mechavero. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said you have to. V'tzarech lifrod esachet. The Mechaber tells us somewhere in the middle. And then he says, you know, if in private, maybe, you know, it's an admirable thing to do, but you're not required to do so. By contrast, the Rambam could not have been more forceful in his formulation, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, v'tzarech lifrod esachet. It's a fascinating Rambam. Even from a structural point of view, the Rambam is looking past the principle of halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero. That itself would be striking. That alone would be noteworthy. But that's really only the beginning of the discussion. Because the Rambam, of all places, chooses to paskin that halacha in the most critical section in the Yad HaChazaka regarding Vitoi, in the most famous passage. We mentioned at the very beginning that the Rambam's basic view, as explained by the Rav and Reb Chaim, Chayav Lisvados Bisvasa Velomar Nyanos Elu Shagamar Belibo, is tshuva is the maisa mitzvah, or tshuva, excuse me, is the kiyama mitzvah balev, and vidui is the externalization. The maisa mitzvah bedibor. Chayav Lisvados Bisvasav Velomar Nyanos Elu Shagamar Belibo. So what would you say, the Rambam says, about somebody who tries to be misvada without having done the hard inner work of tshuva balev? We all remember, the Rambam describes that inimitably, famously, as Tovel v'sheretz biyado. Kol ha-misvada v'eno gamar belibo lazo v'sachet, right? The Rambam says, ki'ilu tovel v'sheretz biyado. It's an absurdity. It's a mockery. For a person to think that they're going to go into a mikvah holding on to a source of tumah, a dead sheretz, is ridiculous. For a person to think that there's any value whatsoever in being misvada without first having done the hard inner work of tshuva balev, of aziva sached, v'yachsiro mimachshavato, v'yigmar belibo shelo yaseu od, v'yayda lev yadea talumos, sh'yachso lezached la'olam, v'yischaret bo sh'nemar kercher yishuvi nichamti. It's worthless, it's empty. And then in the next breath, the Rambam says, v'tzarech lifrod esached, sh'nemar, as absurd as it would be to imagine a vidui without the concomitant parallel in a work of tshuva, to have a vidui where one says generically, I'm sorry, I confess, and the question is, to what? You say, you know, they get the spin doctors out there today, the crisis managers, you know, for the misunderstanding, you know, make it a, you know, whatever, you know, non-apology, apology. No, you have to be mefarid esachet. The Rambam is utterly unequivocal. So here we see, with respect to the machlokes of pirud achet, the Rambam and the Mechaber taking very different positions. The Rambam's position made that much more striking by his departure from the principle halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavero, that much more noteworthy by his placement of the halacha right next to tovel v'sheretz biyado, vidui sans tshuva is meaningless. Vidoy without pirud achet, one has a strong impression, is similarly inconsequential, insufficient with respect to a confrontation with the sin and with the process of expiation per se. The Rambam has already thrown down the gauntlet and laid the stakes in terms of vidoy, even as an annual review. Let's return now to the discussion regarding averos yisvad aleihem yom hakipurim sha'avar, Imchozer v'isvada aleihem yom hakipurim zeh. I suggested before, if the machloksin are really related, we might expect to find parallel views. And indeed, that's the case. If one looks in the Beis Yosef commenting on the Tur writes in the name of his father, V'adoni Avi Harashazal, Pasak sheyochol, that a person has the right, he has permission. Apparently that's how he understood Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, to be chozer misvada on past sins, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Should you want to, you're allowed to. The Beis Yosef writes, if you look in the Rosh, in Yuma, he just writes the Brisa from Pevav Amid Beis Kitzurasa. He just writes down the Gemara. So we assume that he's, you know, holding halacha k'Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, mishtasos Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, kavinakin. He says, you know, by the same token, the Rif does the same thing, so presumably the Rif paskins that way. And then he says, V'chihai b'rambam perek beiz hilchos tshuva. This is the Beis Yosef. So with that alignment, with the stars aligned, the Rush, the Rif, and the Rambam, you don't need the suspense. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person has permission. Yochol lehisvados alaveros biyom haKippurim zeh al pi shehisvada biyom haKippurim sha'avar. It tracks precisely with what the Mechaber said about Pirat Achet. Yochol, there's permission for a person to do so. It's not prohibited. It's not obligatory. It's permissible. If our theory is correct, though, the Rambam might have something very different to say. And indeed, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam does just that. The Rambam writes, Avero shisvada leyem yom haKippurim sha'avar af alpi sha'omed b'tshuvaso chozer misvada leyem yom haKippurim zeh shenemar kifshoi anieda v'chatasi negdi samid. The Beis Yosef, as noted, read that Rambam in light of the Rush and the Rif. He thought the Rambam was simply saying one's allowed to. But that's not the mashmos at all of the Rambam. Once again, Averu shizvada leyem yom haKippurim sha'avar afal pi sha'omed b'tshuvaso chozer umisvada leyem yom haKippurim zeh shenemar kif shoay ani eda v'chatasi negdi samid. The Kaf HaChaim, one of the Gedolei Chachmei Baghdad, one of the most important sources of contemporary psak in the Sephardic world, notes in his commentary on the Rambam that the Rambam is not saying the same thing as the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying, like the simple reading of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Kol Shekein Areza Meshubach, that isn't just that one is allowed to, one has to. But the question is, of course, why? Right? What we explained before, Lashitas Rashi, a person subjectively, Lev Yodea Maras Navsho, a person, you know, happens to feel, you know, beset by this, so they feel the need to do Vidoy. It's hard to say that could generate a Chiyuv. I think that's very sensible. Likewise, the Divrei Yirmiya, this is where he comments on the Rambam, who says, oh, you know, you're just trying to deter yourself from returning to sin. I would say, okay, Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malan, maybe, you know, there's something positive about that, but to say that it's absolutely, you know, mandatory strikes one as a bridge too far. What is, you know, Pesher Divrei Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon? Where is the Rambam coming from when he says, Chozer Umizvad Aleim Yom HaKippurim Zeh? If we're correct, the Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov agrees that a matir is required for Vidoy, what exactly is the matir? So it's so often the case, the nuances in the formulation of the Rambam, I think, you know, bespeak the broader theory. Quoted the Rambam twice already. We should notice and reiterate that the Rambam deviated slightly from the language of the Gemara. The Gemara put matters in terms of recidivation. Averu shisvad aleim yom haKippurim sha'avar. The question is, im shina bahen v'im lo shina bahen, did you commit the sin again? The Rambam used a subtly different, but I think crucially different expression. Afal pi she'omed b'tshuvaso, chozer misvad aleim yom haKippurim zeh. Omed b'tshuvaso is a phrase which is itself fascinating. It gives a sense of the dynamism of tshuva. You are omed in your tshuva, like an active orientation. And nevertheless, the Rambam says, the question isn't whether or not you're merely going to go back and repeat the sin, but nonetheless, a person is mechuyav, l'chora, to engage in vidui. In other words, the Rambam Shita, regarding pirat achet, it's a chiyuv, aligns perfectly with his Shita regarding averus yisvad aleim yom haKippurim, much as the Shulchan Aruch's Shitos tract, but in a different conclusion, it was mutter. I'd like to suggest the following approach for Shitas HaRambam. Without any hyperbole, I believe this singular view in the Rambam revolutionizes not only the understanding of Vidui, but the entire principle of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, as we'll see, Lashitas HaRambam, is not only an annual review, but something far, far more ambitious. Let me explain by way of a simple mashal. Imagine you have a person, I can't say it for anybody else, you know, as part of this year, but, you know, say eschatai ani mazkir yom, that didn't always, you know, listen to the mother the first time that she asked them to do something, and sometimes not even the second time either. So hopefully, one realizes that that's the wrong thing to do. The Gemara describes kibud avaim as chamura mina chamuros. It's you know, a mitzvah that one can never really complete. Adayin lechatzi kibud lo higata. Famously, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Tarfon, or according to Yerushalmi, to his mother, it's a very serious matter. Leman yitavlach, leman yarichun yamecha. It's part of the Aseres Hadibros. And so hopefully, you know, one realizes that it was wrong. And, you know, in the moment, one is chozer, you know, umisvada. Now, one is misvada, you know, about what one had did, you know, that Yom Kippur. You fast forward, not a year, not 2 years, not only 5 years, or 10 years, but 20 years. And the shoe is on the other foot. And it's been a very long day, and there are miles to go, to quote Frost, before you sleep. And there's a lot of pressure, and there's not a lot of time, and things need to happen, and there are even other children who have, you know, needs, and you're telling one child to do something, and, you know, the cooperation isn't there. You have an entirely new hasaga of what happened 20 years before. It's inevitable. Life itself compels one to reflect in a completely different way regarding Averos l'sha'avar. As we noted before, critically, l'shitas harambam, elements of tshuva, especially nechama and busha, only come with time, not after the azivas ha'chet alone, or v'yasir machshavato, v'yigmar b'libo, shalol yashav ha'chet azel ha'olam, but when does the nechama and the busha come? Acharei shuvi nichamti, in time. And that's, even in the immediate sense, kol shekein, when we're dealing with a longitudinal effect. Or, to take a more serious matter, l'mashal, we have a person, Rachman al-Islan, who made a serious mistake, he got drunk, he got into a car, ran over a child, feels terribly about it, goes to jail, he's not going to go to jail for life, significant penalty, and understands very deeply the consequences, the irreversible consequences of his actions. He's been ma'abed in olam male. Person leaves incarceration, you know, marries, wife becomes pregnant, and for the first time, he holds his own child. Do we imagine to ourselves for a moment that the level of charata and nechama that the person experienced when he was 19 or 20 or 21, when he sobered up and realized what he had done, can that compare? Is that even in the same conversation as the nechama and busha that he feels now holding his own child, when he can begin to understand what that person's mother or father through, what they go through every single day? Averos she'svada aleihem yom ha'kippurim she'avar, Choser misvada leyam yom kippurim zeh. The mechayev l'shitas Reb Lazer ben Yaakov is not, as Rashi says, you know, I feel that I haven't been forgiven. It's not as the Divrei Yirmiyah suggested. I'm just trying to deter myself. It's exactly as the Rambam says. Afal pi she'omed b'tshuvaso. As far as the person is concerned, they're fully omed in the tshuva, but life circumstances themselves require a reevaluation, a reestimation of actions of the past, becoming a parent, having more life experience, enables one, and indeed obligates one to revisit. If vidoy is but the external, chayev lehisvados besvasav, vilomar in yanos elu shegamar belibo, if it's but the external manifestation of the tshuva balev, so when the tshuva balev changes, because it must change, because we change, because life changes us, so of course, vidui follows suit. Chayev lisvados bisvasa velomar inyanos elu shegamar belibo. When our degree of nechama and busha changes, our vidui has to reflect that as well. Averu shisvada leyem yom kippurim she'avar afal pisha omed b'tshuvaso. This person, the question wasn't were they going to recidivate and get drunk and get into a car again. That's beyond the pale. But afal pisha omed b'tshuvaso, the person is fully, actively poised in tshuva, Chozer Misvada Aleihem B'Yom HaKippurim Zeh, the Rambam says, as the Kaf HaChaim noted, unlike the Beis Yosef, who thought the Rambam was merely articulating a Yachol doctrine of the Rosh and the Rif, it's a Chiyuv, because life forces us to revisit, to reevaluate our personal history. If that's true, then the Rambam has totally revolutionized Vidui Yom HaKippurim. It is an annual accounting, but it's so much more than that. What we get to do as an opportunity, achas bashana, once a year, is to take stock of our spiritual trajectory in life. Where are we vis-a-vis chata'im of the past? Where are we vis-a-vis elements 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago? Unless somebody say, you know, this is guilt, it's going to only paralyze one. Absolutely not. Kif sha'ayani yeda v'chatasi negdi tamid. One can chart one's growth and one's development in those same years and decades as well. Acharei shuvi nichamti. Ironically, maybe counterintuitively, but from a deeper perspective, predictably and necessarily, the further we are removed from a certain pattern of behavior, the more unthinkable it seems. We can chart our growth. Somebody for whom once the battlefield of Avodas Hashem, you know, once had to do with, you know, whatever it was, Shmirah Shabbos or Shmirah Kashrus, who grows in their Yirah Shamayim, 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, by revisiting these things, doesn't have to be paralyzed, but by revisiting these things, can see truly how far they've come. It's not an exercise in being crushed or paralyzed, but it's an exercise in a longitudinal spiritual accounting. Achas bashana. It gives us an opportunity for the Rambam, a mandate, Averosh Yisvada Leyam Yom HaKippurim Sha'avar, Chozer U'misvada Leyam Yom HaKippurim Zeh. It's so much more than an annual review. What it is a longitudinal spiritual assessment. Yom HaKippurim defies the rest of the year. Shabbos, Shabbason, we're totally extracted from not just melachos as we are on any Shabbos, but all ma'asim, every normal human activity, to focus intensively, immersively, as is necessary, to evaluate our relationship with Hashem, ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letara eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru, right? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, as the Rav noted so incisively, the Nesivos had the same idea before him, the idea is total immersion, like a mikveh, total immersion in this process. And once you up the ante from a mere annual review, though an annual review is always good and important, but to a longitudinal assessment, how much more so is the idea of immersion fundamentally required? And with that in mind, we can well understand the need for Rosh Hashanah and the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. One can't just show up, you know, on Yom Kippur, by Mincha of Yom Kippur, and have, you know, a longitudinal spiritual assessment prepared. We're really supposed to take a significant amount of time, Erev Ad Erev, preparing for this moment, specifically for this reason, because Achas Bashana, we're afforded a singular opportunity to revisit our entire spiritual trajectory, Lifnei Hashem, Tetaru, and then to be purified and purgated through that process. For the Rambam, it all had to be just so. To the extent that Vidui is the external manifestation of tshuva, Chayav Lisvados V'Svasov V'lo Marnyano Seyla Shagamar B'Libo, and even as much as a person is Omed B'Tshuvaso, a thinking, engaged person, life forces us to revisit events of the past. It just does. The examples that we gave. And when that tshuva balev changes, the vidui changes as well. And for the Rambam, that vidui isn't generic, but chayav lifrod esachet. It's about a confrontation and an ongoing confrontation with the past, of identifying these things, evaluating these things, and reevaluating them, not only so when you can express, as is necessary, heartfelt busha and nechama when it becomes necessary to do so, very often, so that we can chart our growth from chatos ne'urai ufishai, right, from moments in the past. The idea is not, as Rashi says, that I just don't believe that God has forgiven me. Lev yodeya maras nafsho. The idea is really a longitudinal spiritual assessment. In that way, Yom HaKippurim is really a dimension unto itself, disconnected from the rest of the year in a material way, a time for immersive, intensive reflection. Our entire spiritual trajectory is on the table. Averos shisvad aleihem Yom HaKippurim she'avar, af al pi she'omed b'tshuvaso, chozer misvad aleihem Yom HaKippurim zeh. In the end, a singular, sui generis opportunity for us to take stock, not an annual review, but our entire spiritual trajectory, the course and direction of our Avodas Hashem in the future, to be shaped by a deep and ongoing, deep and profound understanding of our personal history. We should all seize the opportunity that Yom HaKippurim so uniquely presents. Wish everybody and their families Gemar Chasima Tova.
Thank you.